Welcome to Energy Medicine Radio with Dr. Wu Di, a celebration of unique healing modalities for your mind, body, and soul, opening the pathway to wellness, enlightenment, and creative living. Our mission is to share consciousness-shifting information with humanity and help people improve and transform their overall quality of health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, everybody. It's Dr. Wu Di for Energy Medicine Radio. It's Thanksgiving. It's coming up in a few days, and I am in my cold in Detroit, Michigan. Brr, it's nothing like Florida. It was 82 when I left, and it's about 30 degrees right now, so I got a hat on and a scarf. And some long pants and a long shirt, and I'm in the house sitting in front of a heater. So you don't usually hear me talking about this, but here I am in the cold, and we've got a great guest tonight. We've got a friend of mine who I've known for years. Her name is Julia Vergara. She comes from Colombia, and Julia is a great healer, and I know her because she moved from Colombia to Florida, and we became friends, and she does all kinds of body work and healing work and long-distance healing, and then she left me and moved to Hawaii. She's in Maui, Hawaii, a cute little island in the South Pacific. I lived there for a year in 1990, and it's just a charming place. And there's a lot of healing energy. In fact, in the middle of that island is a crater. It's about the size of New York City. It's called Haleakala. And I think that's the name of it. Anyway, I walked down that crater when I left Venezuela. I took a hike with some friends, and we walked down the crater. And it took about 6 hours to get to the bottom of that crater. And what my mission was to do in that crater is I brought some rare crystals that I found in Venezuela in the Gran Sabana. And I took those crystals, and they say in the middle of that crater, that is the heart of the world. At least that's what they told me. So I took those crystals from one of the oldest parts on the planet, and I brought those crystals to one of the newest pieces of real estate on the planet, is Hawaii. And I stood in front of a big hole in the very bottom of the Haleakala crater, and I dropped those crystals. And I was with three friends, and we all listened to hear them hit. And we listened and listened, and we never, ever heard them hit. So who knows where they went? Maybe they're in the center of the world. Well, anyway, that brought me to Maui, Hawaii. And now my friend Julia, who I'm going to introduce. Julia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Woody.
Hi. Welcome to Energy Medicine, the Energy Medicine Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. How is it in Hawaii?
Oh, it's wonderful as usual. I live in a wonderful place, and right now the temperature has dropped drastically from 90 to 80, I think. Probably today was a little bit chilly in the 70s, but it's still wonderful, windy, and cozy at night, and perfect in the morning. You can have, you know, like shorts and be comfortable. So I'm happy.
It's still light. It's still daylight there, isn't it? I'm in Michigan, and it's 8 o'clock, and it's pitch black.
No, here is 3 p.m. in the afternoon, sunny, beautiful day.
Well, what's great about internet radio is we can talk to people all over the world and share some information. So I know that you've been in the healing arts for a while, you learned a lot of the things from since you have moved from Hawaii. And I know there's kahunas on Hawaii, and there's many different forms of healing that happens there. And I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about it, you know, some of the massage work they do or some of the... Tell us a little bit about what are you doing there? How did a girl okay. from Colombia end up in Hawaii?
Okay, this was my journey. I wanted to come here probably 15, 20 years ago. And it happened, you know, life happens, and the dream didn't happen until, of course, I moved here. But I started researching before doing what I do right now. I started with massage therapy, which was one of those things that I was doing in Florida. And when I was coming here, they told me that I needed to learn Lomi Lomi. And Lomi Lomi is the Hawaiian massage. And when I incorporate Lomi Lomi with everything that I knew about therapeutic massage, neuromuscular therapy, I started to have better results with everything that I did because they really incorporate what is the spiritual.
Can you tell us what Lomi Lomi massage is? I don't know if many of our listening audience knows what that is.
Lomi, Lomi, the meaning exactly, it's actually massage, like knitting. But the deep down kind of structure of the practice comes from the spiritual side. So we see our clients as perfect beings, someone who doesn't need to be fixed, someone who's not broken. So we see it perfect. And through that perfection that we have in our intention when we are doing the massage, the perfection comes into place. So it's really a spiritual, energetic work, even though we are doing it with our body and we are touching the client and we are using more fluid strokes with our forearms, making those tissues to go into place, aligning somehow the bones without having any manipulation of bones, of course, is out of our scope of practice. But the person after a massage will feel complete. Somehow, some of the tourists that don't know really the deep meaning of the practice, they just feel great. But when you do know what's going on, it's a deeper healing that takes place from the physical to the energetic, spiritual, going to all the layers that we have. So it's a really complete practice.
Well, could you explain it a little more? Like, do you chant when you do it, or do you do a little bit
okay.
of hula? What do you? I mean, what is it? It's great that I know it has some spiritual, you know, like most
yes.
practices have a spiritual
okay.
foundation, but what is Lomi Lomi?
Yeah, so the intention, as I said, is to see us as a whole, the client who's on the table and the practitioner, saying that we have a prayer at the beginning, a prayer in the form of a chant in Hawaiian, which will kind of bring all the masters and guidance that need to be in that moment, in that place, for the healing to take place. So it's like a prayer at the beginning. And at the end, of course, we get connected. The whole time we are connected with this energy, and the person and the practitioner, the client and the practitioner, become one with the spirit and the guidance. And then at the end, of course, we say thank you, not only to the guidance that we got while we were practicing and doing the massage, but also to the clients who gave us the opportunity to be one and become one, all of us. So it's not only in one-to-one level, but we at the same time are kind of connecting with anyone who is not in that room at that moment.
Wow. Well, I'm going to ask you to do something real special. I don't know if you can do this or not, but
no,
you know,
I don't
we have people
so.
from all over the world, you know, listening to the show. And when we do this, you know, when we do this show, you know, it's to share knowledge and to give people a lot of insight into, you know, different modalities. But I'm wondering, do you know the prayer in Hawaiian? Maybe you could do that and sort of give us all a healing. Is that something, or is that a sacred thing that you need to be close and know people? Can you do like a...
No, I don't need to be in private to do it, but I haven't practiced it lately, so I'm not good right now to make an effort. And probably there's a Hawaiian listening to me, and we
All
have
right.
to be really respectful when we do those things, because this is not kind of commercial things. So they're very sensitive when you do it, so we have to do it very respectful. And right now, I'm not the best chanter ever.
All right. Well, let's do something together then, because we have people listening, and because you brought it up, let's do like a spiritual healing for all those. I don't know any Hawaiian, I except aloha and hang ten, but mahalo. But what I'd like
yes.
to do is I would like to put out our energy to all the listening audience that we're going to make tonight a very sacred space, a space of healing, and
okay.
where as they tune in to the energy and tune into our show and listen to both of us, they'll be getting the healing just listening to the show. And I'm going to open it up with a little prayer. And this one's from Yogananda, but I'm going to modify it some. Because, well, anyway, here it goes. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, beloved God, saints and sages of all religions, we bow to you all. Free our spiritual paths from all obstacles and lead us to the shores of eternal wisdom and bliss. Om Ahum Soha Mahasukam. So now the energies are open. So, Julia?
Yes?
Tell us what you're doing now with the work. I know you do a lot of things with people long distance, and didn't you mention once that you were even into oceanography? You must be do pet whales. What do you do there?
I am a marine biologist. That is my bachelor's, and I haven't practiced here as a marine biologist, but I was involved with some practices that I did with the whale song. So here in Hawaii, the same way that in Colombia, back home, we have the humpback whales that visit us. Here they visit us from up north, and in Colombia they visit Colombia from the south, and they usually leave in winter time those areas to come to the tropical areas to mate and to have their babies, because it's safer, one. Two, it's of course better temperature, so they don't have to struggle trying to keep their temperature to body temperature, because they're, of course, they're mammals. And on the other hand, it's easier for them. Everything is easier. So babies can be born here and be safer and start kind of their lives with their moms. So I started this project with a whale institution that is called Whale Trust. And they are doing the research about the males are the ones who sing, and the best song to pick is the one chosen to mate. And year after year, the same song, the same thing. There are recordings over the year. And put it in a digital one of the projects, which was beautiful. Another project that I was involved was with turtles. We have here green turtles, and they come here not only to nest their eggs, but also some of them, they just, during the day, they come to shore and they rest at the beach. So I was doing a volunteer work trying to educate people how to give some distance to the turtles so when they come during the day, they can really rest because, of course, if they're coming in for a reason. So there's a lot of education to the community and to the tourists about how much we have to respect them and respect their space, even though we are sharing the space. So those two were the two projects that I hope that kind of are related to marine biology.
That's wonderful. You know, I remember when I was in Maui, it was the first time I ever saw a whale. You know, and you see them jump up and breach. And I was talking to one of the kahunas, and he told me that when the whales come, he said it brings a lot of love, peace, and harmony to the island.
Yes. The whales in the spiritual world are kind of the representation of God. And the dolphins are the representation of angels. That's why usually people like so much dolphins and whales. Even though you're not a marine biologist, usually people are kind of drawn to those animals. And in Hawaii, all the animals have some type of representation of ancestors. So the turtle is another one. And big birds, like eagles or big birds here. I don't remember the name of big birds here. But they usually, when they see those animals as whales, dolphins, turtles, big birds, they kind of go quiet and they think a little bit about their ancestors because they believe that that is one of their ancestors, either grandma, grandpa, or even before. So they're really respectful in that matter with the animals because they see them as a representation of ancestors.
Did you tell me that you had a song?
I have a daughter.
Oh, you have a daughter?
Oh,
I thought you said you had a song, you know, like
that. Yes, I have one song that is actually more appropriate for this time and at this moment. Because this is everyone who's listening right now, they can be involved in the energy that this song brings. This song, usually Hawaiians, they sing it when they need to do something together, to get together. So it's like I'm saying, okay, let's do it. And the other people answer, okay, we are ready. So, and it's kind of happy song, so it's not like the prayers. Prayers usually are more centering and more quiet in a sense. This one goes like this. I hope any Hawaiian who's listening forgive me for my Spanish accent, I would say. And it says, Iku mau mau. So the other people answer, Ikua. Iku mau mau, Iku hulu hulu, Ika lanabao, Ikuba. Iku lanabao, Ikuba. Ikuwa huki, ikuwa ko, ikuwa mau, amau kai ulu, e huki e kulia. So this one is kind of, okay, let's get together, and the other ones agree, yes, let's do it. For whatever they're going to do, they do it. So I was, of course, taking hula classes, and this was one of the songs that we needed to sing before coming into the salon for the class. So we agree that we are working together.
So it's like the gathering of people or the gathering.
Yes.
It's a gathering song to gather the community together, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's what we're doing on the radio show. We're gathering the community together to share Exactly. And what is your work in Hawaii right now? What do you do that? I know you've been working with energy, and you've been working with people, and you've been doing some long distance healing.
And yes.
Would you share some of that with us? I know that you work with some people who live in Colombia while you're in Maui.
Yeah, exactly. When I was living in Miami, I was already with some people that were overseas in Colombia or Europe. And that's why my move here to Maui was easier, because I knew that wherever I go, I could continue doing the same. So I do healing work, and it's a distance, because, of course, energy doesn't know about distance or timing. Wherever it is, it's going to get you. So I do healing work, yes, still with some people in Colombia, Miami, not in Europe anymore, and in mainland here in the States. And the healing comes from different, you know, depending on the client. Sometimes they need just physical healing. Sometimes there's emotional healing. Sometimes both. Sometimes they need healing for somebody else, but that somebody else doesn't believe.
Talk to them, or do you do a prayer? What is your form of that?
Yes, we talk. We talk first. So I gather information about what they're looking for, what are they needing at the moment or in the future. Sometimes it's not, I just have here right now a situation, or they just need a little bit longer type of coaching and help throughout time, because there's something that needs more out of the healing process and for them to let go. Because usually healing, distance or not, takes place when the person is ready to accept the healing. It's not that there's good healers or bad healers. It's just that the moment it's there when it needs to be there. So sometimes people need more time to kind of sink in with the healing energy for them to really get healed. Depending, each person is different. So I have had even from cancer patients to a cold to a broken bone to a scratch to someone who lost a loved one and is grieving, someone who doesn't know where to go, where the next step is in their life. Someone who needs probably a little healing from the past so they can move on, either from their childhood or relationships. So there's a wide variety of healing and degrees depending on each person.
So it's like a counseling session almost, huh?
It is. It is, because we need to get in touch with the physical world at the same time, and the person needs to be conscious about what really they want. Because some people have their goals in their mind, but when they're not really writing them down or they don't really know them, they don't really know if they're going to be able to make that happen. So by taking them through a coaching and talking to them, they make it conscious. So when the healing takes place, it's going to be a release from every single aspect that was kind of in a struggle, a challenge.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. How did you learn how to do this?
So after being taught how to heal, because we all know how to heal, really, but we choose in this life if we want to do it for others. So when I did my classes for healing, and I was struggling in my life, I was reading many books of self-improvement, being positive. I was trying to be spiritual. Okay, many things, you name it. There was this dear friend of mine, and she had developed a life coaching method. And I was asking her for advice because she was my friend. At some point, I think I bothered her so much that she said, you know what? It will be beneficial for you if you actually get my life coaching. And I was like, yes, I think I need it. So the method that I do was the one that I went through with her, and my life changed so much. I have a transformation that I could never explain to anyone until they really do it themselves, that when I was at the other, on the other side, actually moving here to Maui and accomplishing my goals and centering in my heart, and knowing where to go and not being afraid anymore of limitations, of money, of skills, of time, just do it. I said, you know what, I need to learn that. And I learned it from her. And since then, I've been practicing it. And it's my life. So I practice it in my life. I help other people do the same, clients or not. Some people are not ready.
What is that when you talk about life coaching? Is life coaching like a mastermind group? You have a group of people that you have coaching sessions with, a group together, or no?
Sometimes I do workshops, and that will be the group. That is something new that I started to do this year. But usually it's private sessions, and usually it's exactly for people who have goals in their life. If you have
goals, everybody has goals.
Sometimes not. You know, it's surprisingly how in this profession now that I'm doing it for over 5 years, I found that a lot of people, they don't have them written down. They might think that they want retirement at some point in their life. They might think that they want to have babies. They might, but they don't really have goals. They have dreams. Dreams, a lot of people have dreams. And surprisingly enough, there's some people that stop dreaming. So there's a variety of people. Anyway, the ones that really come to me are the ones that have goals in their life. When you have a goal and you want to accomplish it, you want to accomplish it in the best way possible, faster sometimes, and you need guidance to do it the way that you are intended to do it. That is where I come into place, and I start kind of taking away any limiting beliefs that that person could have since their childhood, because it's in our childhood when we build our values and limiting beliefs, both. So we have to go back to that time when someone told them they were not good enough, or that they needed to work hard to be someone, or they needed to get a, you know, a diploma, otherwise they wouldn't have any value in society, or so many things that we were taught and we listened as a child, and they became our values. So we have to go all the way back and kind of start cleaning that up for them to realize what thoughts, what belief system do they want to have from now on? There's a lot of people that say, oh, I'm a really positive person. Everything is fine in my life. My life is balanced. No problem. And I see them from outside, and I said, maybe not that much. But, of course, no one to judge. But when they, some of them, when they come to me, they don't feel weak. They feel that they have the strength to ask for help. I think it's not the weak who asks for help, but it's a strong person who knows that we are here all together to help each other out. We are not just, I'm single, I'm going to die alone, I don't need anyone. That is a complete lie. And the sooner we realize that it's a lie, the better. So we start taking advantage of the other human beings that are here and are willing to help us. So the second one is receive. A lot of people said, oh, yeah, I'm a giver. It's so nice to give. I always give gifts. I'm available for anyone who needs a ride, who needs groceries, who needs a favor. I'm there. And when you extend the hand and give them a present and give them any compliment or anything, they don't want to take it. So that is one of the things that they learn with me, how to receive, because we need to have balance of energy in our life. And giving and receiving is one of them. So I teach them that. At the end of the coaching, they're going to get their heart centered after going through many sessions, of course. This doesn't happen overnight. So they need more than 7 to 10 sessions to really sink in everything that they need to sink in. And I use energy healing in all of my sessions because sometimes our mind wants to fight us back from what we want. So we might want to go from point A to point B, but sometimes our mind is, oh, but what about if I stop here for a second, or if I go out another way, or I don't want to go to point B anymore. Those thoughts, they need to be released, and of course I help them with energy work.
How long is a session usually last?
Usually it's 1 hour and a half or so. I never tell them to do 1 hour with me or 2 hours. Of course, 2 hours is maximum. But I usually have found that in 1 hour, sometimes there are things that need to get settled for the session. And I'm not going to cut the session short just because we are on a clock. So I usually tell them...
And do you ask certain questions of the person? Do you have, like, a certain, you know, like... How would a session start? Could you give us, like, a little example? Or does the person call with a problem?
Yes. So they have the consultation with me for free all the time, 30 minutes with me where we kind of talk about it, and I tell them how can I help, and if they agree to work with me. The first session is the most important one, of course, and I ask them about their goals. What do they want to achieve in their life for the next year and long-term, 5 year long-term, and within the session? So they have to think about what do we want after 12 sessions with you, what do they want, where do I want to be? And this is done separate. So I don't ask them like a question like, okay, tell me about it. No, I ask them specifically, what do you want about your health? What do you want in your social relationships? What do you want to achieve in your professional, your wealth, or education, whichever is applicable? What do you want to achieve or want to get, you know, in the vacation? Do you want to go somewhere? Every single aspect, a spiritual aspect. So some people, when I get to the spiritual aspect, they're hesitant to answer me because they relate spiritual with religious. So I explain them that is not the case, that a spiritual person can be religious, and a spiritual person doesn't necessarily be religious. So either way, how they want to live their spirituality is up to them, but that is one of the aspects that we have to have in our chart of balance. So we need to have the same as social relationships, health, spirituality, wealth, all of them, they have to be treated at the same level to be called a balanced person. And then we talk about how they are right now. How do you feel you are right now in your health? Are you eating well? Are you taking care of your body? How are you doing in your relationship? Are you getting mad often? You get irritated? Are you talking or judging about other people? Are you judging yourself? What type of thoughts do you have during the day? Spirituality. If you have it right now in place, any spiritual practice, do you want to improve it? How do you rate it? So they're going to rate themselves from 0 to 10, how they feel they are right now in those areas. And every single session after that, that is something that is going to be graded by them, not by me. So I just ask them, and of course I keep a report, and the report, I always send it to them after the session so they can keep track what we talk about during the session, where they are, and where they're going. Then for the first session, every single session has a meditation time, which is a guided meditation for 5 or so minutes. And at that time is when I do the healing, the distance healing, or when I have the people here in front of me. Of course, I do it in front of them. That will be probably the first session.
All right. And that session, usually the first session takes the most time?
Yeah, the first session is the longest one. It will take me 2 hours easily.
Right. And then after that, maybe an hour, huh?
Yes.
Nice.
An hour, hour and a half.
And are you getting a lot of good response? Are people really transforming their lives?
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a good percentage of people who take the tools, the techniques, and they apply it to their lives, and they transform their lives. As everything, and I said about healing before, it takes time, and it takes the right time for everything to kind of sink in. Sometimes they have taken too much information because they're weekly. The sessions are weekly. So I've heard from a couple of clients lately, and they told me by the session 4, can we stop? Can we stop? This is too much. I'm taking in too much. I need to put in practice. Each person is a different learner. The learning speed for each person is different as everything else, and this is a learning experience because we're learning how to program ourselves to be a different type of person that has different beliefs or different thoughts or different ways to confront situations, to relate to people, to relate to money, to work. So it takes time. You know, usually my clients average from 30 years old and over. And in 30 years, there's a lot of things that you have learned. There's a lot of ways that you have done everything, and you're used to do them that way. So to break those patterns that you want to break, it takes, of course, a lot. You know,
right. I've got a question. Is this type of coaching, does it come from a spiritual school, Taoist or Buddhist or Hindu, or what's the foundation of this work?
It is a mix. I didn't made it up myself. As I said, was my friend who put the program together, and I found it, you know, like I find it really effective, but it's a mix of things. There's from many cultures and many philosophies, currents, put it together all in one pot. So it comes
right
from different places. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. As you talk about it, I know it hits on, you know, a lot of the teachings of the Magic Square. And,
okay.
You know, because that hits on, it goes career, and then it goes dual cultivation, you know, your relationships. Then it goes into family and money and then spirit and travel, influential people, your projects, your legacy, self-cultivation, and then your success. And,
yeah,
you know, I guess all the different traditions have a And you've touched on so many of those.
Yeah.
You know, so I was wondering, you know, where did you get this from?
I know she did her wide research for years, and I know a lot has to do with Oriental, of course, traditions. Yes.
Some of the basis of that. Well, it's a very interesting work, I'm sure. And whenever you're working, you know, with people and guiding them to break through certain patterns, I know there's always some resistance. You know, when we do spiritual work or healing work or energy work, the job of the healer or the guide or the shaman is to be able to bring the person through the path and lead them to the abyss, and then they can't make them jump, but maybe they'll push them, or at least
exactly. It is my job. That's why it's coach. So a coach, you need a coach when you want to do something right. You can swim, but if you want to do it right, you want to be, you know, the winner of the race, of course, you're going to hire a coach. If you want to do something better, you usually need a coach. A coach is simply someone who's going to push those boundaries that we set ourselves. And we don't know. This is unconscious. So the coach is going to be there. Because, you know, I have clients that they have read all the books that I suggest them to read. Because they have to read probably 7 books. Throughout my coaching sessions, the 12-session program, they have to read at
least 7 books. Did you say 47 books?
7.
7 books. Oh, that's a little easier.
Yes, in 12 weeks. So, and a lot of them have read those books. Oh, have you read The Four Agreements? Yes, I have. Have you read The Celestine Prophecy? Yes, I have. Have you Heal Your Life? Yes, I have. And such, after reading all the books, still struggling. And struggling, I don't mean in a bad way. I don't mean that they don't know how to do things. I mean that there's something from their subconscious that is blocking that, even though they have the resources. So when the coach comes into place, it's like, okay, now I can do it. It's like your baby trying to walk. It is easier for a baby to walk if it has a hand of an adult guiding a baby. And when the baby falls, the hand of the adult is going to be there to grab that baby back up and continue walking. That's kind of the example that I always give my clients. It's not that you don't know. It's not that you don't have the tools or the desire to go from point A to point B. Is that sometimes we have those obstacles, and it's easier with a coach to go through those obstacles and get to point B faster, easier.
Nice. Julia, let's say somebody in our healing audience would like to get involved. How do they contact you? Let's say, do you have a website or a,
I have
or
a website,
phone number or email? You know, tell me a little bit. How do people get in touch with you? Because they might want to at least speak to you about this coaching. Maybe it would be helpful. I'm sure it is to a lot of people. So tell us, how do we get in touch with you?
Okay, there's very easy ways. My website, you have all my information in my website. It is myname.com, which is Julia Vergara. I'm going to spell it for you. JULIAVERGARA.com. And my phone number, which is a Floridian number. I still have my life kind of attached to my past. With my phone number, which is 305-978-3073, or my email. You can email me at lifecoach@juliavergara.com. and remember so that.
It's Julia Vergara at lifecoach.com?
No, lifecoach no. at Julia Vergara.
Oh, I said it in Spanish. I said it backwards, huh?
Yeah, you don't have to say in Spanish everything backwards.
Okay.
So the life.
So will you repeat your email address once more?
Lifecoach.
Lifecoach. At.
Julia Vergara.
J-U-L-I-A.
V-E-R-G-A-R-A. .com.
Great. Okay, I got it. Well, anyway, it's some very valuable information that you have and that you share with, you know, with so many people. And I'm sure that if people, you know, give her a call or why don't you give me your telephone number again? It was 305-978-3073. Well, I really appreciate what you do on this planet. You help a lot of people, and I know when you were in Miami, we connected very strongly, and we've kept our friendship for years. And even though that you're, you know, on the other side of the planet in 6 hours, even in time, we still stay in touch. And I feel that healing energy coming really, really strong from you. I feel it, and for years, it's really helped me, and I really appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, is there anything else you'd like to say to our audience?
That I miss you very much. But right now my life is here in Maui, so we still connected in the spiritual and energetic world for now. Thank you very
much. Right. Well, I thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure, and I hope to hear from you in the future. And if you go to our website on bbsradio.com/energymedicine, you'll see Julia's information there. If you want to get in touch with her, you can find her that way. If not, contact me at my website, which is www.energymedicineflorida.com. And I'll make sure that you get in touch with Julia or if you need any information. And I'm in touch with Julia all the time. We touch base so couple times a month for sure. You know, sometimes we even visit in our dreams. So so we'll stay in touch, and if I can share any of this energy or Julia can with you, you know, it would be our pleasure. The idea of this whole show that we do on energy medicine is to bring you more energy, more healing energy, more love energy, to make your life better, your career, to open up your finances and open up your spiritual practices and have your relationships really become loving relationships. I was talking to Professor Jerry Allen Johnson. I was at his workshop not too long ago. And what he was saying about a relationship, he said, he's happily married, and he said, what I love about our relationship is, he said, I am totally, totally in love with my wife, and I would do everything for her and anything for her without a doubt. And he said, and the reason the relationship works is she does the exact same for me. She would do anything and everything for me, and she's always there. And when two people come together like that, boom, you have a solid relationship that really will change your life. And it's a blessing when you find someone that you can share that with you. So many people, they have fears, and when they have fears about relationships, or maybe they won't get enough, or maybe they'll get too much, or maybe they'll give too much of themselves away. They have those fears, and when you have fears, you lock it down in your body, and the next thing you know, you have some form of dis-ease. It's not that you have a disease, but you have a dis-ease. The energy doesn't flow through you. You have some type of blockage. It can be mental, it can be physical, it can be spiritual, it can be psychological. But when you have a dis-ease, things don't flow. And when we're talking about this work, this great work that Julia does, or many of the other healers or artists who come on the show, it's opening up your energy flow. It's allowing, it's flowing. Like in Chinese medicine, we have these meridians. They're like rivers of energy running through the body. One for the lungs, one for the large intestines, the stomach, the spleen, the heart, the small intestines, the bladder, the kidney, the pericardium, the triple heater, the gallbladder, the bladder, the liver, the kidneys. We've got this flow of energy, these rivers just surging through our body. But if you clench somewhere, no matter how that clench is, what it does is it stops the flow of energy. And when the energy stops flowing, you feel some type of pain, discomfort, something uncomfortable. And to open that up, sometimes it takes acupuncture. Sometimes it just takes talking to someone. When you come in contact with somebody like Julia, who really facilitates, and she becomes the type of person, not to change your life, but the type of person that's there that can direct you in a way to open that flow of energy. And once the flow of energy is open, guess what? The rivers flow, the disease goes away, the discomfort, the aches, the pains, the whatever it is, and all of a sudden you're back in flow, you're feeling good, you're feeling happy. And that's the idea. We want to keep each other healthy and happy. I remember when I was in the meditation group, and they talk about three principles. They talk about the teaching, they talk about the teacher, and they talk about the Sangha. And I said, well, I don't really want to get, the Sangha is the group. And at that time, years ago, I was more interested in the teaching and the teacher, and the group didn't seem that important. But as you grow into this work, you realize that it's a group effort. You know, what is that book a while ago? It said it takes a community to raise a child. You know, in the community, in the tribal sense or in the shamanic sense, it takes the whole community to allow you to grow beyond your patterns. And it seems like Julia has something very special to help facilitate you and move you in your life. So if you have a chance, give her a call or contact her and just chat with her. You know, she's always fun to chat with. I've been chatting with her for years. You know, and there's so many people who know about healing, but they don't do it. Like she mentioned, she said, people, I read this book and I read this book and I read that book but they don't have anybody to like push them over the abyss. It's, you know, we go all the way up to the abyss and we say, oh yeah, there it is. I read all that and I studied all that. But if you think I'm going to take a step off the edge by myself, you got to be kidding me. And it does. It takes a group and it takes a coach. And when we get together and we do that type of stuff, we work together with a group, we make a big difference, not only in our lives, but everybody in the group. I know I worked with Matt Fury for a while, and he was one of the first people on our show. He was one of the first guests. And if you go look in the archives under Energy Medicine Florida, you'll see he's on the show too. And all these shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to them and just start to derive and grab this. This is some meat, man, because we are bringing in healers. We are bringing in facilitators. We're bringing in artists. I'm touching on some things that people they don't get to share. They don't get to touch on. And when we do touch on this, it makes a difference in our life. It's like a burning ember, and as we blow on it together, the ember becomes a giant fire, and that fire will make a difference in our lives in every way, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, blissfully. It goes on and on and on. So this is... We're just about at Thanksgiving. That's what I'm doing in Detroit, visiting my family. And I want to thank all of you because I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to share with you. I'm thankful to be in this body and to bring these wonderful healers and artists and coaches into your life, things that'll make a difference for you, that you can grow, be happy, be healthy. It's nice to have a group of people, and I know with the blogs that I write on recharging Qigong, that's Qigong, recharging Qigong. Now there's more than 4,000 people. So anyway, when we have a group like that and it keeps growing, it's going to make a big difference to all of us. So I thank you once more and wish all of you a wonderful, blissful, thankful Thanksgiving that you can share with your family and your friends and really open up your heart. And if you don't have anybody to be with on this Thanksgiving, I want you to know that I'm there and everyone that comes on this show is there for you to share the energy.
Join Dr. Wu Di every first and third Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or listen again online at bbsradio.com/energymedicineradio. Wishing you the best in your health, wealth, and happiness.